We're doing Avat Chesed. We're up to Chelek Aleph, Perik Shishi, Halachat Tet. V'dan, you should know, says the Chafetz Chaim, Dehad Amrin Alel B'Sif Aleph Dani V'Ashir Ani Kodim, that which we earlier said, that if the two people who require a loan, one is impoverished and one is wealthy, the poor person gets the loan first. And so through all the other concepts that we've been discussing about who comes first, who gets precedence when it comes to a loan, Haynu kesheshnehem bechinam. That's when you won't make any money off of the loan. Aval im ha'ashir rotze likach mimenu amot b'iskah. But let's say the wealthy person tells you, I'll take a loan and I'll make an investment and we'll have some form of partnership in the investment. V'yeh lo revach mizeh. And then you'll also make something off of the loan, meaning the guy says, I need a loan. I won't pay you interest, but we'll become partners. I'll invest the money and you'll have 5% in the building I'm going to buy. So you'll make some money off of your loan. And when you give the loan to the poor person, you'll lose that profit. And he can't really afford to lose that money which he would otherwise make. He doesn't have to give the loan for free. And earlier on, he wrote that the concept of giving a loan, that whole mitzvah, is contingent on every person where he's holding financially. And about this and similar situations, Chazal taught us that the Torah says, "Efes ki lo yeh becha evyon." God says there shouldn't be a poor person among you, meaning, "Shelcha kodem l'shel kol adam," you come first. That when the Torah worded, help out the poor, the Torah worded it in a way, there shouldn't be a poor amongst you, to stress the you aspect of it. You shouldn't be poor. But in situations like this, a person really has to sit down and think things through himself. Is it really so that he can't afford it? Because one's desire will always seduce him. You can't afford it. You can make another few dollars. You can't afford to give up that money. But if he really could afford to give the loan for free to the poor person, and he holds himself back from doing kindness with his fellow man, out of fear that he himself shouldn't become impoverished, ultimately, this trait causes one to become poor. When one is always too niggardly, too miserly, he's skimping and at the expense of people who he could really help, then that we have on tradition causes one to be poor. And like our sages taught us, kolam kayem be'atzmo kach. A person who fulfills with himself this, that he's way too careful to take care of himself at the expense of others, sof bali de kach. He's always concerned, I shouldn't be poor. I only have $2 million in the bank. I can't lend my neighbor $100. A person's always worried he shouldn't be poor. Ultimately, that's what causes him to be poor. V'chol zeh ulav davka li'inyan zeh. Dehu adin im rotzeh liten me'otav al eze esek, uva'ani echad lilvot mimenu hama'ot. The same thing is true if you want to invest the money. It's not a question of a loan. You have $250,000 set aside. You want to invest it. You want to buy an apartment. You'll rent out the apartment. You want to do something with that money. And at the same time, someone comes to you and he needs the loan for that money. So we say the same thing. Can you afford to give the loan or not? And in Chelek Beis, in the second section of this work, in the 10th chapter, the Chafetz Chaim expands on this, and Bezrat Hashem, when we get there, we'll see what he says.